What is going on, my fitness coaches? Welcome to another episode of the Change Lives Make Money Online Trainer Podcast. It's your boy, B Mark. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about how do I stay hungry when I'm already successful? So this conversation is coming because I just took 2 full days off of work and it was fucking amazing. I haven't done that in forever. Went to the full moon party. It was great. And one of the things that like we had a few people over at our Airbnb before we went out to the full moon party, and one of the conversations that somebody was having with me, he's like, dude, like, he's like, how do you stay hungry? And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, well, he's like, you know, as somebody that's like, he's like, I'm working at becoming more successful. And he's like, I'm pretty successful as it is. He's like, I don't have to worry about my bills anymore. He's like, so how do you stay hungry? And I thought about it. This isn't necessarily a good thing that this happens naturally, but it's the truth. And this is how I think is like, the reason that I stay hungry is when I think about not posting on social media 3 times a day, I imagine my business imploding. Like when I think about not showing up on live stream, delivering more value and showing up for my clients, I think about having to tell Kirsten that our house is getting repossessed. When I think about not going all fucking in on doing the things that I want to do, I imagine how shitty my life would be if I had to go back and work for somebody else. And so the way that I stay hungry is I'm always considering the consequences of not being hungry. I'm always considering the consequences of not taking action. I'm always considering the consequences of not going all in. And this is where a lot of people don't think. A lot of people don't like to think on this trajectory because people like are like, oh, I just want to be positive. I just want to stay positive. But then the same fucking people will be doing the same thing over and over again for 1, 2, 3, 5 years in a row. They don't make any progress ever. And when they're considering like, what should I do to get better? They never actually think about the idea of like, just think about this. What if you just keep acting like you're acting right now for the next 1, 2, 3, 5 years? Like, let's not even talk about like, how do I stay hungry for success? Let's just pretend you just keep acting like you're acting right now in this moment for the next 1, 2, 3, 5 years. Where are you? Where are you financially? Are you taking care of your family? Are you taking care of the people that you love? Are you taking care of yourself? Are you proud of yourself? Like, can you honestly look at the work that you did today and genuinely look at yourself in the mirror and be like, I'm proud of the work that you're putting in. Like, I am proud of you. We have to start considering the consequences of not taking action. We have to start considering the consequences of staying in the same place. And if you don't believe in the consequences of staying in the same place, I want you to honestly look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself right now, like, am I happy? Am I happy with the person that I am right now? Am I happy with how I'm showing up right now? Am I happy with the work that I've been putting in for the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 months? I feel like when we first get started, and I don't want to speak for everybody, but I'll tell you my story. When I first got started in entrepreneurship, the reason that I was so fucking motivated was because I didn't have another option. Like, I didn't have another option. It wasn't like, it was this, or it was like jail, addiction, like, this was the only thing, like working on my fitness business was the only thing that I felt any sort of like passion or purpose or whatever. And so like, it was survival for me. Like, and so at first for me, survival was the reason that I was so hungry, is because like, if I didn't eat, I would starve. And once you start achieving success and you start making money, not having to worry about the bills, not worrying about your debit card, not worrying about like how much things cost, like once you start getting to that level, and for that level is going to look different for everybody. Like for you, that level might be like $10,000 a month means that you never have to worry about money anymore. So once you start getting to that level, like you can't rely on the fact that you're there to stay there. And you can't expect that it's just going to stay because you've achieved it. Once you get to that level, to be hungry to break through to the next level takes something different than like momentary pain. It takes something different than like, than I'm trying to get away from pain, because you're not in pain anymore. Just wanted to take a quick minute to say, I want to change your life. If you're listening to this podcast, then you know that I have what it takes to help you grow a successful online coaching business. So go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients. I'll reach out to you and we'll talk about what your biggest struggle is. We'll talk about what your goals are for your online coaching business, and I'll give you some guidance and a game plan for what to do next. Again, go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. Now let's get back to today's episode. Like once you start making money, once you start achieving success, you're not like, you don't need to work if you didn't want to, like you don't need to work. And so for you to continue to stay motivated, you have to have something that motivates you beyond the day-to-day stuff. And that for me is like, I want to consider what happens when I let my family down because I didn't work on my business. And like, I want to consider what happens when I look at Haley when she wants to buy a car and I'm like, sorry, I can't help you buy a car because I didn't fucking post on social media and I didn't go all in and I didn't pursue my dreams and I didn't pursue my passion. Like when I look at my daughter, Haley comes to me when she's 18, she's like, I want to start a business. And I'm like, that's so cool. I can't help you invest because I have no fucking money because I didn't go all in. Like I didn't put myself out there. I didn't like learn what was required of me. I didn't study what I needed to study. I didn't upgrade my fucking skills and I'm still making the same money now that I was making last year. And so I can't help you. Like when I think about those conversations, the conversations that I would have to have with my grandma to be like, hey, sorry, I can't send you thousands of dollars every single month because I failed. Like that just isn't a fucking option for me. And so how do I stay hungry when I'm already successful is I consider the consequences of not being hungry. I consider the consequences of not taking action and I consider the consequences of staying in the same fucking place. And that for me is more painful than any amount of work that I'd have to do, than any amount of like grind that I'd have to put in or any amount of like hustle that I have to put forward. One of the questions I get a lot is like, that makes sense, but I work hard and I'm still broke. How many of you guys feel like that? You're like, what you're saying is making sense, but like I work super hard and I'm broke. How many of you guys feel like that? Like, I totally get what you're saying, but I work really hard and I'm hungry, but I'm still not making money. If you're working really hard and you're broke, this isn't a work ethic conversation. This is a skill set conversation. And just to paint this picture, so like it's clearly understood, there's like five different classes of driver's licenses in Canada. So class number one is you're a learner. And if you're a learner, you have to drive with an adult. Class number two is you're solo, so you can drive by yourself. Class number three is you can drive like a certain size of truck. Class number four is you can drive like a semi. And class number five is you can drive fucking anything. And so like, if we just think about the five classes of driver's license as an example, that's a really clear way to illustrate that there's different levels of skill. And based on these five classes of driver's license, you will get a job. If you wanted to get a job driving, you would get a job based on your skill level. And so if you have like a driver's license where you can just drive your car, you can get a job working for fucking Uber, right? It's pretty easy. But if you wanted to drive a semi, you would have to go upgrade your skill set, upgrade your knowledge, upgrade your fucking, your certification. And then just by upgrading your skill set, you would now be able to get like a semi driver's license and you could drive a semi. And instead of making $15 an hour driving an Uber, you can make $50 an hour driving a semi. Now this like whole idea of like five different classes of driver's license applies to fucking everything in life. And so if you're, whether that maybe you're a mechanic, like maybe you can go to school to like upgrade your mechanic skills so that you get paid for the more for the work that you do. Maybe it's not like you have a working hard problem. It's that like you're working hard and you're not doing the right thing. You're working hard and your skill level is low. And so it's the same thing with business. Like if you're working on your online business and you're like, B Mark, I'm working super hard and I'm just not growing, then that tells me that you need to level up your skill set. Like if you're working really hard in your online coaching business, you're like, B, I post content every day. You don't get it. I send out DMs. I'm doing the thing. If that's you and you're not making money, that tells me that's a skill set problem and not a work ethic problem. And like skill set problem means that you're like actually mastering the craft. You're posting and then you're studying and then you're getting feedback and you're changing and then you're asking for feedback from coaches and then you're implementing and then you're coaching and changing and you're like molding and shifting and like constantly leveling up your skill set until you get to a point where you're like, everything you post does well. And then the next skill set is sales. And so like you get on sales calls and like you can't close a fucking door if it was in front of you open. And so you practice and you practice and you practice. And then eventually one in every two calls that you get on say yes. And now your sales are great. So it's like, if you're working really hard and you're not making money, that has nothing to do with your work ethic and everything to do with your skill level. And so like, if you're like, I'm so discouraged because like all the work that I put in isn't leading to anything, that has nothing to do with anything other than the fact that you need to level up your skill. So guys, that is it. That is all. I hope you guys got some value from today's episode. I hope you guys took something from today. For me, the way that I stay hungry, the way that I stay motivated, the way that I stay like on top of my game, even when I'm already successful, is I always consider the consequences of not taking action. Like what happens if I don't post on social media today and I keep doing that for the next 3 years, where's my life going to be? Peace, love, and protein. I hope you guys have the best day of your entire life and I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Let's go. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Hopefully you got some value. If you did, and you want to learn more about how me and my team can help you scale your online fitness business to $10,000 a month, DM me 10K on Instagram at TheRealBrianMark for more information, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help you grow an online coaching business.